T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is in your own home. That was the new advice announced yesterday by the Centers for Disease Control, as the U.S. shows little success in beating back a record-breaking wave of coronavirus cases. Health experts expressing concern about travel and indoor gatherings. As COVID-19 cases have surged across much of the nation this week, airlines report a rise in canceled bookings, and the TSA now predicts significantly less travel this Thanksgiving. That new CDC guidance arrives only 1 week ahead of Thanksgiving. Are New Yorkers changing their plans as a result? Our Glenn Schuck decided to ask around. He's been speaking with people in Midtown.
So will you and your family adhere to these CDC warnings, or are you just worn out from COVID and want to spend some time together and take your chances? Jenna from Queens weighs in.
I think people will not adhere to these guidelines and the numbers will continue to go up.
But this guy, who's a police officer in Northern Jersey, says he's staying home, not just now, but Christmas and New Year's.
Winter months, we really have to be extra careful. And I know me and my family, we're really going to cut back and we're going to just make everything smaller and not large gatherings. I mean, it's just to make it through this winter and hopefully the next year is going to get better.
This young lady named Tina tells me she's happy not to travel this holiday season and be home with the folks after 4 years of college in North Carolina.
I went to college for a few years, so I know the being away from home feeling. So it's okay.
One thing's for sure, if there was any getaway travel today, I sure don't see it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
And the nation broke its single-day coronavirus record again yesterday with over 185,000 new infections, according to the data kept by Johns Hopkins. On top of that, more than 2,000 additional deaths were reported, the highest single-day number since early May. Although New York isn't currently being crushed with new cases like some parts of the country, the positive test rate has risen high enough to shut down the school system for in-person learning at least through Thanksgiving. And Mayor de Blasio warned yesterday that it's, quote, just a matter of time before the city has to shut indoor dining and gyms again.
It's, you know, a week or two away by my count. And it's, what do you do to prepare? I say to the business owners, you know, I would say know that this is a very strong likelihood. Prepare. I hope them the very best in the meantime, and that they can do anything they can to tide over. We'll help them in any way we can.
Governor Cuomo warned earlier this week that new restrictions would be automatically triggered if the city goes to orange zone status. Statewide, New York's positive test rate actually saw a big drop, according to Governor Cuomo, but he announced yesterday that microcluster zones in Westchester and Rockland have been expanded. The total number of cases and hospitalizations across the state were up slightly as well. Meanwhile, it's been a struggle in New Jersey, where Governor Murphy says the current wave of COVID-19 cases is crashing, quote, with a vengeance. The Garden State saw hospitalizations rise for a 20th straight day on Thursday, and the seven-day case average is now the highest it's been since the first wave hit back in the spring. Governor Murphy hopes New Jersey residents will reconsider their Thanksgiving plans and follow that new CDC guidance.
Folks have got to stay small, stay within the bubble of their own loved ones, and if we do that, that'll be a down payment on a back-to-normal holiday season next year.
He adds that vaccines are coming, but they're not here yet. A Broadway actor is recovering from eye surgery after a random attack at an Upper West Side subway station earlier this week. Let's check in now with 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman, who's covering that story for us this morning. Samantha?
Yes, and Alex Wiseman, who was in the original cast of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, says he was sucker punched as he exited a B train here at 103rd Street Tuesday. He tells NBC4 he suffered a fractured eye socket and torn retina.
My life, I've had 4 open heart surgeries and testicular cancer, and I'm used to medical trauma.
Now, he got back on the B train and got off at 96th Street, where he got help. The perp's still on the loose. This attack, the latest in a series of random violent crimes in the subway. Thursday morning, a woman was pushed onto the tracks at Union Square. NYPD Transit Chief Kathleen O'Reilly says the suspect was calculated.
A perpetrator waited purposely for the as the 5 train was approaching and pushed our victim onto the onto the tracks. She fell, fortunately for her, between the roll bed and the rails.
Now, the woman suffered minor injuries and the suspect was arrested. This comes one day after a man was pushed onto the tracks at Bryant Park. Police also arresting a suspect in that case. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
Plans well underway now in Long Island for a memorial walkathon being held the day after Thanksgiving in memory of a fallen Boy Scout. Funds raised will help finish a new lodge in his name under construction at the Bating Hollow Scout Camp. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone has that story for us.
It was during a vigil not long after a drunk driver killed 12-year-old Andrew McMorris that his mother, Elisa, says she truly understood what a special boy he had been.
Everything that he did was true and honest to the heart, but he was still a little boy that left his underwear on the floor. So he was all the good and all of the little boy stuff that you expect.
He was a Renaissance man, his father John told 1010 Winds, who lived a full life in his short time on Earth.
He played the mandolin, the electric guitar. He sang, he did theater. Obviously, he was a Boy Scout. He earned 21 merit badges. I mean, he just did so much. He was taking flying lessons.
Elisa McMorris says we are now parenting Andrew's legacy, which is why it is so important to build this lodge. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Now, there will be pandemic precautions in place for walkathon participants. Find details or make a donation at andrewmcmorrisfoundation.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.